Well, good evening, saints. Wow, I can't believe it's been a week already since we were with you. It sure does. They sure do. Wow. This week on the news, I picked up a couple of little things I wanted to share with you real quick on Fox 13. I didn't realize this, but evidently there's a move in our state legislation to allow chaplains back into our schools.
Oh, good.
Well, now wait a minute. If they do this, they got to let chaplains in from all faiths. And they said that the Church of Satan, its priests and priestesses, are closely monitoring this bill, and they will be there in force. Well, you know, last week we talked about one of the ancient gods, Molech. You remember what Molech did? Molech has officially come to France. This past week, France made it a constitutional right to have an abortion to kill unborn children. Folks, I want to wind up this session that we've been having for weeks. And I hope that you have learned something. And on my part, I haven't even begun to scratch the surface. There is so much out there. And the main purpose of these messages for the last, I don't know, couple months or so, is to give you an idea of what's going on out there and why, what's behind it, especially the spiritual end. And when I want to wind that up tonight, because next week I want to go on to a extremely important subject, and that is special revelation. And what we mean by that is God speaking and talking to us today, and if He is, how is He doing it? And this is real important teaching and doctrine that we need to understand, because this very subject has led many believers astray and went out into left field. And we are feeling the effects of it and all. And I think this is going to be a real informative series of lessons here. We're going to start that next week. Now, I want to remind you, as we go on one more night here, that these gods that we're talking about are alive and real today, just as they were several thousand years ago. And these gods are demons. And whether you realize it or not, you and I, every day in this church, is fighting an invisible war. And we will be doing this until the day the Lord takes us home. And don't think a demon cannot walk in that door and try to disrupt this service and disrupt this church and bring division and bring chaos into this group of believers. Don't think it for a minute. It can very well happen. And unfortunately, Satan can use believers as well as he can use unbelievers. Tonight I want to look at the God. We talked about the Israel's satanic trinity. And I want to go back to the God Ishmar. And I want to take, this is the final session here, and I want to look at another area of Ishmar. And we're calling her the Transformer. There, because there was another side of Ishtar, another nature and another power and another agenda that she brought into Israel and has brought into Western civilization. And from this, we're going to see that the transformation of America and the Western culture. And this would be taken to a new stage and a new level. It would bring our Western civilization in America to a point of beyond recognition. Ishtar was a sorceress. She was known to alter people's affections, passions, thoughts, and at their very essence of who they were. We are now about to see how, as a sorceress, she would alter more than human relationships and institutions. In the modern world, something even deeper has come up. The sexual revolution was the first of her renewed works. And out of this, free love had risen. A time when sex was no longer confined to marriage, it became just free. Anybody, anywhere, anytime. And then it got worse to where homosexuality was now not something that was hid in the closet anymore. It was brought out into open. It's made to be thought of as something was common. And even our former president, Barack Obama, called up a homosexual athlete and congratulated him. Never would have thought the president of the United States, folks, you know me, I'm going to name names. I don't care. If you don't like it, that's too bad. But he did. He called up a basketball player and congratulated him that he'd come out of the closet. What a great hero you are. Has these gods not come to America? Absolutely they have. Absolutely they have. And the second thought connected to the first would open up a different realm. It would alter human desire and human identity and human nature itself. The transformation would follow after the goddess's own nature. There was something different now about Ishtar. Ishtar has been a link to the planet Venus. She's known as the morning star, but she was also known as the evening star.
I'm trying to steal our culture, our Christian culture. That's what that's
about. Oh yeah, very much so. Very much so. You see, folks, just like we would think that something would open up, like chaplains in our school, that this would be a good thing. And whenever things like this happen in our life and in our society, don't think for a minute that Satan and his demons are not right there. They're there too. When a cultural change happens, and civilization begins to change, Satan is right there. Anything to try to defeat the gospel, anything to try to defeat Jesus Christ. He's the enemy of Satan. You and I are the enemy of Satan. Satan hates us. Hates us with a passion. And every time this godly man sitting back here, Owen, bows his head and prays to his God, Satan hates him. But the man knows how to defeat Satan. He knows how to pray and get through the Lord God Almighty. And don't think, and Owen knows it as well as I do, Satan hates him for it. And he hates each one of us. Each one of us that's even utter the name of Jesus. She had inhabited two ends and the polar opposites of the spectrum. Ishtar had. And she was, on one hand, she was a goddess of love, beauty, allurement, and female sexuality. But on the other hand, she had embodied and personified savagery, fierceness, aggressiveness, violence, battle, war, destruction, all these characteristics and elements associated with masculinity. On one hand, she was shown as a naked woman in jewels, the goddess of sexuality. But on the other, an armored fighter and a symbol of war. She was in one entity embodiment of male and female. In ancient Mesopotamia, one of the things that our beloved brother spoke here a couple times, Clayton Van Hus, our archaeologist. We'll call him our resident archaeologist. One of the things that they do, they find things that back up Scripture. And the archaeologists have found in ancient Mesopotamia tablets recording the sayings of the goddess, Ishmar. She said, quote, "When I sit in the alehouse, I am a woman. I am an incumbent young man." Also, they found writings where she says, "I thought I am a woman. I am a noble young man. I am a woman. I am a man." It was not her nature to accept reality as it was. It was her nature to bend it, transform it, conform it to her will and desires. This is what the gods do. Look at the transformations that's in our society today and how it's been bent. Look at the will to where you and I are forced to recognize it and accept it. I may have my facts wrong, but I'm this week, and I meant to write it down so I wouldn't forget it. It was England that, oh, I know, I remember now. Help me out if I'm getting the name wrong. J. Rollins, one that writes, the writer.
J.K. Rollins
is being sued, being maybe taken to court because she used a wrong pronoun in some way.
Harry Potter.
Yeah, the Harry Potter writer, I think. She used the wrong pronoun. Mm-hmm. When I read that, my reaction is, so what? Our daughter in Johnson City, she worked for Books A Million, didn't it, Debbie? Was called in the office and said, "Now we got a different kind of a person working here, and you have to use the right pronoun, or you can lose your job."
I think I'd ask them to put a sign on, you know, to remind me, in case I forgot, just looking at their characteristics.
You know, I'll be honest, I don't know how I'd respond to that. I probably wouldn't be working there today. It's all redneck. I'm not going to bow to that kind of nonsense. I'm just not going to. That's all there is to it. But it's here. You know, folks, and I'll say this because looking around, most of us are old here. Not me, but most of us. Most of y'all. That's what you said. You know, there's something to be said about getting old. I'm ready to get out of this old world. I would hate to be an 18 or 20-year-old having to face the workforce and face the society and having to follow and live with the foolishness. I call it foolishness, but it's plain old demonized. Demonic culture coming down the tubes, and as a believer and a follower of Jesus Christ, being tried to be forced to accept that and follow that. Because I would sure get in trouble in the workplace. And one of the worst jobs coming up, one of them would be school teachers.
Yeah.
The other is police officers. Those two that I'm thinking of right off the bat. It was bad enough when I was there, and it's far worse now. Far, far worse. And one mess up, one misuse of a pronoun can ruin your life. Now, a friend of mine, an attorney, told him, said, "Look, You don't do what we want you to do. He says, we may not win the case, but we can take you broke.
Just look at Donald Trump right now, what they're trying to do to him.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, I remember back in the years when I was on the highway patrol, you would take a drunk to jail. Well, I'm going to hire me an attorney and I'm going to get off. Well, we really didn't care. Because we had a saying, you might beat the rap, but you're not going to beat the ride. And at that time, it was $1,200. Now it's probably about $4,000. So we didn't care if the judge lets you go or not, really. Because you wasn't going to beat the ride. And that ride was going to cost you a lot of money. And it's what they can do to you. You think, well, I won't bow to them pronouns if you're still in the workplace. Well, you may not, but you might find yourself being sued. Look at the bakers in America. Refused to bake a cake for a homosexual couple. So what is it, $360,000 or $80,000 they were fined for standing up for what's right? You know, it's hard to be a believer and stand up for what's right and take a stand. It's not easy. It's not easy. But you and I have to. We have to take a stand for that word and what's right. Curtis, go ahead.
Our leaders, they know that it's wrong. They're not stupid. And for the fact that they allow this to go on like this, the bird's eye view of we wrestle not with flesh and blood. These are demonic garbage influence going on.
Curtis, maybe. I am not quite of that persuasion. I think they don't know. Well, as I always said, they're dumber than a sack of rock, but I really don't think they know. I don't think they realize it. We got legislators from president on down that's dumber than a sack of rocks, and they're blinded. Why are they blinded? Well, let me, if I can recall, some of you can probably get it real quick. Ryan, I think it's 2 Thessalonians. The scriptures tell us about the days of the Antichrist, and God said, I will blind them. Okay? God said He would blind them. Now, when God does a work, He does a good work. And He's going to blind them because they refuse to accept the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Folks, this is happening now. We got men and women and legislators and educational systems and Harvard University and all of these that we think and the world says, well, they're wonderful, knowledgeable men and women, and they certainly are smarter than I am. I barely can spell my own name. They can spell a whole lot. But yet when it comes to spiritual sense, they're dumber than a sack of rocks because they refuse to believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they're blinded.
They're smart, but they can't define what a woman is.
We'll get there in a minute, yeah. No, they can't. And these are the kind of men and women that's running our educational system, teaching our young people. And it's a shame, but you know, you and I, we have read the end of the book. We know how it ends. Amen. And we can see, and I hope you do, and I hope this has helped you begin to see what's going on out there and how bad it really is. Because you know, and I'm not preaching to y'all because I have this tendency to do the same thing. I love my little bubble I can live in. Okay? At the house, I call it my office. You know, I'm out under the carport. I got my 2 rocking chairs, my little table in between, my thing of water, and leave me alone. I'm happy. And we all tend to live in our little bubble and want to push away and not see what's going on around us. But this is not always what we should be doing as believers. We need to be aware of what's out there, this invisible war that's going on out there. And it's affecting the lives of believers, affecting churches, affecting leadership. Those of you, I'm going to put in a plug here. Those of you that were at the prophecy conference, you remember Greg Patton? Remember his book? Read it. I'm 3/4 or better of the way through it. Okay? It reads just like he preaches, kind of all over the place. But it's good, really good. And it will wake up believers and begin to understand a little bit more about this invisible war. What a man of God to write about this stuff. We need to know and we need to understand. Now, all that was free. Let's go back to Ishmar. Ishmar, if she wills to be a woman, she can be a woman. If she wills to be a man, she can be a man. She can be whatever she wants to be. What do you hear today in society?
Transgender.
Everything. You can be what you want to be. And one of the saddest things about this, and one of the biggest targets of Ishmar was to target children. We're fighting one law after another where society and states will force you parents to take your child. If your daughter don't want to be a girl anymore, they can turn her into a boy. And vice versa. And they're trying to get it where you as a parent don't have any parental rights. They can do what they want to. Ishtar targeted children. Molech targeted children and child sacrifice and abortion. It's a shame that his parents, every day as the world is going on and every day as the gods, the demons get stronger in our government and in our civilization, we are losing our parental rights. Here again, for some of us, I'm glad I'm past that. I'm glad my children are adults and parents themselves. This is, you know, this, I don't want to say this is their problem. It's not just their problem. It's all of our problems. But at least I don't have to fight that because our children are grown. I would probably not just lose my job. I'd probably end up in jail. And yet my heart is saddened because my grandchildren and your grandchildren and what they're facing in this world. Folks, this is why it's so important that we bring them to the cross. We bring them to Christ and get them in the Word of God and understand because that the Word of God is the only defense that we have. The only defense that we have. Yes, Pastor?
The most well-known female soccer player in our country, and maybe the world, is a lesbian. And I don't know what all. And I constantly remind my granddaughters, who are both very good soccer players and well involved in it, to keep their eyes on the Lord and be careful about athletics is one of the greatest places that weirdos get in there and they do things and turn people's minds the wrong way.
Right.
And you have to be very careful. Very careful.
Maybe the Lord wants me to do this. Dan, you mentioned athletes. Just this week, I'm a firm believer that God brings people together for a reason. And I just bear with me a second because this is a prayer request, okay? Many times I don't give out prayer requests, but this is a real prayer request. This week I met a man. Come to my house to buy horse poop. I'm in a horse poop business. He's a Brazilian. Him and I hit it off real quick because of our work and ministry in Brazil for 15 years. Now, let's go back a few years ago. You know who Steve Harvey is?
Yep.
Okay, remember the program you used to have on television called Little Big Shots? Remember, I loved it. Do you recall a young little girl that was played soccer? And she was already world class, and she just beat him all to pieces. She did unbelievable things with her feet in the soccer. I don't know if y'all remember that or not. I did. I remembered some of it. And I seen the tape this week. He showed me because that's his daughter. He's her teacher. He's a world-class retired soccer player. And he's teaching his daughter. Netflix have already done, I don't know if biographies would be the word. They've done series on her already. She's only about, I think, 10, 11 years old, 12 years old. She's on her way to become world class. The 24th of this month, he told me he's going to be gone a couple of days. They're going to Texas somewhere with Nike. They're going to be shooting a bunch of videos with her in soccer and advertising Nike. Now, the reason I told you this, him and I have buddied up. He's so open. I met his wife yesterday morning. Keith knows about this. We were talking about it. It's one reason I was late getting here. I won't get to share the gospel with him, folks. I know this. I know this within my very being. I'm going to get to share the gospel with him. So this is my prayer request, that I will get that opportunity. Their ears and their heart will be open to the gospel. And this little girl can go in, as Dan mentioned, into the world of athletics in a world class, not the little local school, but in a world class, knowing Jesus. That's my prayer request, okay? I threw that in, no extra charge. Now where did I leave off? Ishmar. She was the goddess of transmutation and metamorphosis. She had the ability to turn male into female and female into male. And this would take the sexual revolution to a deeper and stranger realm. I'm going to read to you the Transformers blueprint, what her agenda is. Upon the return of Ishmar to the world, the ancient spirit would set out an accomplishment in its mission. It would seek to alter the definition of male and female. Folks, some of this stuff, you and I, just a few years ago, would have never entered our mind. It would move to blur the lines and nullify the distinctions between the two. I have never had a problem knowing what a woman was and what a man was. Now there's mass confusion among people. Don't tell me that's not satanic being blinded. Look, this is demonic. This is demonic. It would act to transform the nature of man and woman. You want to hear something strange? Go to YouTube. Listen to Charlie Kirk and some of these other guys. When college professors, women, standing before them and standing before a college trying to tell their people that men can be pregnant. You tell me that ain't dumber than a sack of rocks? Men can have babies. These are college doctorates, professors teaching our young people this. Is this not a lie from the pits of hell?
Yeah.
And what they're basing it on is a natural born woman now thinks she's a man. And she has a baby or is pregnant. Oh, that's a man being pregnant. And you and I are to believe this. And they're trying to make laws to make us believe this. And accept it. Here again, is this not from the devil? You know, you and I sit here and it's the truth, and I do too. And I'm looking at y'all. You're saying, Bob, that is dumber than a sack of rocks. It is. And it's foolishness to us. You don't think it's not foolishness to God? The arrogance of man. The arrogance of humanity. To try to defile the very person of God Himself and His creation. But this is what the demonic gods do. And you see it as well as I do, how it's crept into our civilization and into our country. And it's being spread like wildfire. Don't tell me Jesus ain't close to returning.
It would attempt to turn man into woman and woman into man. It would war against the sanctity of sexuality and gender by confusing the two and merging the one into the other and the other into one, and by doing seek to nullify them. Women are no longer women and men are no longer men. We are all we are all people. And even going into government documents and government issues, things, they're changing. They're not using the word woman anymore. They're putting in person with a uterus.
They're doing that so that if they remove that uterus, it's no longer a woman.
It's a man.
It would appear first at the fringes of society where Ishmar was known to have dwelt, but then it would come into the mainstream and begin permeating every part of culture, leaving almost no facet of life untouched. It would usher in the next stage of America's paganization, and it would become the chief hammerhead to smash the biblical foundations of our Western civilization.
Wow. Look at the spell Ishmar would cast and the transformation that she would set into motion. Look what she's done to her own kind, the metamorphosis of women. Ishmar was referred to as the independent woman, calling for women to become like Ishmar, an economical independence of and independence of men. In our Western civilization, millions of women left their homes to join the workforce. It brought on the decline of marriage. Divorce increased. Single motherhood had increased. And now they had to replace the function of the missing husband to take traditional male roles and rules of provider and protector. Now the woman would have to be. Women increasingly were told to seek meaning and fulfillment not in marriage or motherhood or family, but in the workforce. This was also called feminism. She became militarized. She would become that type of a goddess also. One of our modern symbols of her and exactly what she represents is called Wonder Woman. A cartoon TV show for our children. Folks, you and I, most of us don't have to do this anymore, but you've got grandchildren. You've got neighbors that got kids. They need to watch what they're watching. Parents and grandparents, and I thank God our daughters are very strict. Annie, that you was just here not long ago, and y'all know our three children, two granddaughters and grandson, very, and Micah, very restrictive in what they watch. Okay? I don't even like them using the iPad, but they're extremely protective of what they let them watch on the iPad. It's all educational stuff. The simple things that parents allow their children to watch has its origin in demons. Because they want to get in here. They want to get in here. The warrior goddess being all about militarization of women. The entering of women into military combat. I thought I would never see it. The goddess myths have now become a reality. Ishtar had promised the liberation of women, but she wouldn't stop there. She would go into the transformation of men as well. One of the gods of Ishtar would make men to appear as women. In the ancient days, they would dress in women's garments and make up their faces. Today, we call them transvestites, and cross-dressers. It hasn't changed. Just the name of their makeup has changed. It's all the same thing. And they're trying to be forced into our schools. And thank goodness we had a governor that has tried, at least temporarily, put a stop to that. They're trying to force themselves, drag shows, drag queens in our schools. And in all types of entertainment, they think it's cute. And how nice it is. It's demonic. It's demonic. Ishtar would bring in, with its metamorphosis, this thing called gender identity. The goddess would cause homosexuality to come out of the shadows of the realm of the forbidden and neutralize it or normalize it. It's just normal today. Girls, women, lesbians think it's more normal to be with another woman than it is with a boy. I cannot believe the mass amount of women and men that has been sucked into this LBG XYZ movement. It's normal. It's good. This is great. All turning something that used to be considered evil, wrong, and sin, now it's good. Now this is the way it should be. Parents encouraging their girls to go out with other girls. Another part of Ishtar's work would be able to impress feminine parts into male parts. It's being called gender reassignment. If you got enough money, you can change your sexual organs into the other one. I say nonsense, but they claim they can do it. All part of the deception. All part of the... Remember we talked about one of the last steps? It's called a depraved mind from Romans, the first chapter. And how it progressively came down until man would become and have a depraved mind. Folks, you and I are living in that time where we see that. We see it. Folks, this and a whole lot more is out there. And just as a word of note, here in the United States, this came in a place called Stonewall. This was known as Stonewall. The other name for it was the Stonewall Riots and the Stonewall Uprising, and it took its name from the Stonewall Inn, which was a gay bar in Stonewich Village in New York City. This is where Ishtar had entered America. This happened some years ago as they rebelled. You see an instance. They come in gradually, but you can find it where it began. And they come in. And so much of these things that we've told you about in the past and tonight all started in New York City, the biggest import city in America. The gods entered in New York City. Wow. Wow. Look how it's spread all over the United States. All over humanity and all over mankind. As man has given his soul to the devil. Allowed it open up its very being for demonic possession. What a sad state that we live in. But a glorious one for you and I, because we're still looking for the appearing and the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Wow. You know, sad on one hand, but yet exciting on the other. Folks, I hope you have learned something the last few weeks. I hope it has sparked your interest. Now, I know one or two of you has mentioned to me, Bob, where can I find out more about this? Now some of you may be satisfied. You don't have any interest in this. Now, maybe some of you want to know more. All right, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you something I don't usually do, okay? I'm going to give you a little bit of a plug. What I would recommend is anybody, remember back at the prophecy conference, and we had some here when Matthew was here, we gave them out. Did anybody subscribe to this? I do. Nobody subscribed to it? I highly recommend this, folks. called Prophecy in the News. Keep looking up. This gives you a lot of up-to-date stuff of what's going on. Okay? I look forward to it. And a lot of these things that I read, and I'm going to continue on doing this, okay, folks, even though we're on a different subject. When I find it at the beginning of the message, I'm going to give you a little short book just to keep you up to date of what's going on, things that I've read you in the past, you know. They're right here, right here about usually in the beginning of the magazine. I highly recommend it. You can subscribe to it. I do. It's only like $35 a year. I'm going to up my prescription this summer. I think extremely good. How many of you are familiar with Jonathan Cahn? I know Debbie is there. Jonathan Cahn is a Jewish rabbi. He's a Messianic Jewish rabbi in New Jersey. He's written, I don't know how many bestsellers now. I've got about 5 of them. He spoke before the UN and our Congress and has warned the world of what's coming. Okay? He wrote a book, I think is his best one yet, called The Return of the Gods. Okay? A lot more detail than what I've given you. I'm not going to go into time. We could be here this time next year. A lot more detail. I highly recommend this book. You can get it on Amazon or wherever. It's extremely good. His latest one, and those of you that remember Kim that was at the prophecy conference, I went over to the office in the printing house over there to get it. She said, "We got a whole crate of them, but I can't give them to you. They won't be released until next week." I said, "Well, here, let me pay you, and I'll come back next week." It's called the Josiah Manifesto. Very good. Read this one first, okay? It'll give you a lot better understanding for this one. But both of these are extremely good. This is a little bit more up to date and some things that I did not understand. But Jonathan Cahn, everything I've read of the man, he loves the Lord. He's a Jew, but Jesus is his Messiah and his God. And I like the way he writes. It's simple reading, but extremely informative. Extremely informative. So when you read these, I'll give you some more. But until then, I highly recommend them. They gave me some insight, and I think I shared with you. It wasn't much later than this time last year. God seemed to speak to me, "Bob, you need to get up to date," because I taught Revelation and Daniel over the years and different things about the rapture and the tribulation and all. And I had all the basics down. I think Dan went through this about a year ago, and a lot of you are all familiar as well as I was. But it was that voice in there, "Bob, you need to get up to date. You're behind." And once I said yes, just before I left for Tennessee last year, and then after I got up there, it was like, whoom, he just began to pour stuff in on me. "Read this, read this, read this. You need to get caught up. You need to know this." And I don't regret it at all. Don't regret it at all. It was some great information. And I go, "Wow, Lord, aren't you great? Aren't you great and wonderful?"
Bob, remember when you were telling us about your folks not understanding how people would know about those prophets laying dead in the street, the whole world would know it. They couldn't figure out how that was going to happen because all they had at that time was a radio.
Yeah.
And then time moved on, technology advanced. Oh,
it's there.
That's the same thing that's happening with this.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, it sure is. Curtis?
I've got a question.
Go ahead. I may have an answer. It might be wrong.
All right. You know how the Bible says, "As it was in the day where he raptures us," because I don't think that's going to be relation. My question is, "As it was in the days of Lot," you see, Lot or
Noah?
Noah. And listen to everything you've been telling.
No, Sodom and Gomorrah were literal cities. And I do not believe that Sodom and Gomorrah was the only ones that were given over to the homosexuality and the pervertedness that was. I mean, it was so bad that the men wanted to molest the angels that came.
Yeah.
It was there. They were all worshipers of these gods that we had been talking about for months or weeks or whatever. It's the same spirit then. It's the same spirit today. The same demons. They were alive 3,000 or 4,000 years ago, just like they're alive and well today. I don't think that America is a type of Sodom and Gomorrah. It's just the same thing happening. God chose them two cities for a reason, and He put them in scriptures. I dare to say there was a lot more than just them. Than just them. Dan, did
you... Let Mike go.
Okay, Mike.
Just a little metaphor I just thought of. I'm sure it's been out there before. But the whole world is turned into a landmine.
Yeah.
So we need to watch where we step.
Yeah. Well, that's all part of the invisible war.
That's right.
All
now,
part.
The scripture says in the end it'll be like it was in the days of Noah. Well, what was it like in the days of Noah? I told you this morning. They didn't turn to God to solve their problems. They forsook God. They didn't want to hear about God. They did their own thing. But who did they turn to? These gods that Bob is telling you about.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And so that's why God ended up putting an end to them. They were not redeemable. What's going to happen at the end?
Right. You know, you've heard the old saying, the blind leading the blind, and that's what man has turned it into. We turn to our legislators in Washington to solve our problems, and they're as blind as they can be.
They're allowing anything and everything in the name of holding on to their office.
Yes.
All they want is a vote. They don't care what you do, as long as, and they don't care what they have to do.
As long as he can get your vote.
Did you see the State of the Union?
No, I wouldn't even waste my time. I wouldn't even, I personally, here again, let me tell you, and I've told you this before, my favorite button in the whole world is a mute on my remote. So when he comes on, I go, boop. When Nancy Pelosi come on TV, bloop. Chuck Schumer comes on, bloop. Need I say any more? And then my second favorite is my change channel button. But I don't know, Debbie. I like my mute. And when they come on, it's bloop. I don't even listen to them. I'm not going to listen to the devil, okay? I just refuse to listen to the devil. And that includes some of the Republicans, too. I won't listen to some of them. All right, yes, ma'am, you got the last word. Our time is way past.
All of the politicians are so worried about being on the right side of history, but yet they need to read the Bible to see what's the right side of history.
The only right side is Christ. Right side. You know, that's the only right side is Christ. And there's very few of them that's going to do that. Very few of them. All right, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, once again for your word that you have given us. We thank you for your Holy Spirit to give us understanding. Father, even as we begin to understand just a little bit of some of these things that's happening around the world, we see the attacks of Satan, but yet we see the fulfillment of your word. We see your love, your grace, and your mercy in it and for us. And Father, may we never, ever stop thanking you that you have made it very clear in your word that you are in us and we are in you. And this is where our security is at, Father, is in your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, so much for what you've done to us. We thank you that you sent him to save us, redeem us. And Father, we just thank you for those promises that we are your children and that you're going to protect us and lead and guide us. May the whole world go to hell if it wants to, but we choose you. This church chooses you, and the leadership here chooses you. Father, we just give so much thanks for this, and thank you for the joy that you can give us in these days of sorrow and the contentment that we have in you. In Christ's name, amen.